WRWB 49, we're standing by. Describe yourself to a T. WRWB 49, we're standing by. WSBQ 996, good copy. This is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSBQ 996. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
What's going on?
What is the good word?
Nothing much, man.
Alright, very good. Staying busy with a lot of yard work yesterday evening. It was beautiful out.
Yeah, I worked about around 6:30 or so, and then hung out with Gene for a minute, and then came home.
It's actually pretty nice today, but this is the, I think, the beginning of the front moving through, and we're going to cool down for a couple of days, like we're not even going to hit 50.
Right now, it's pouring right here by the bay.
It's raining here. It was a little heavy earlier. It's calmed down a little bit. I'm sure to pick back up. And it's supposed to be a brief period with no rain for a little bit coming up. I don't know, 15, 20, 30 minutes, something like that. But right now it lightened up quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was out here about around 4:30 this morning. The only one that was out here was somebody playing AI, recording.
At 4:30 in the morning. For the love of God.
On a Saturday, of all things, you think, they want to sleep in. But evidently, they just can't get enough.
They don't know the difference between a Monday and a Saturday, Mike. They probably don't have a job. It's all the same to them.
That's pretty obvious. Anyway, Yep, so that's pretty much it. You know, there was, that was the only thing that was out here this morning.
Okay, I know I slept in. I was doing a bunch of yard work yesterday, so I'm still in a weird sense doing it right now. Continuing with the journey.
I get you, man. You know, we got some thunder and lightning up this way. All right.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It like it was supposed to start raining like around 6, and I seen it wasn't raining then, but right around 7 o'clock I heard the thunder, and just a few minutes after that I heard the rain coming, and at some point it was downpouring pretty good, but it's just the light rain now. It's right here at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, not to switch gears, but I hear Warren Pipe is closing their doors. They don't want to stay open no more.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just went there last year to buy some irrigation water supply pipe for my sprinkler system. Yeah, okay, well, they were there. I never went there a lot, just a couple times, you know, here or there, but, well, it was a place to go to if you needed some stuff. Too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame because they were, you know, really knowledgeable, and they could actually tell you, you know, like, different thread sizes and all that stuff, you know, versus going to, like, some run-of-the-mill hardware store or big box store. I couldn't tell you, you know what. But yeah, I seen a post and I'm like, oh man, that's a shame. You know, they've been around for over 40 years.
Yeah, I wonder what the reason was. Not making enough money, just tired of it, the owner. Usually, in a case like that, if they get tired of it, somebody would buy it or something, but oh well.
It didn't really say. It just says, you know, just that there was, you know, in the near future we'll be closing, but there is no specific date set yet, but we are closing.
Well, so be it then. They don't want to be there. Hey, I don't want them to be there. There's still that good hardware store down there by 8.5 and Harper. You ever go to that one? And the other one that's pretty good is the one off of 9 Mile Road there. In East Point. Have you ever been to that one?
The one that was next to the old, Marley Candy Outlet, Jerome's or something.
Right, that's a pretty good one. I've been in that one. And the one at 8.5 and Harper is pretty good, too. So, a couple still good old-fashioned hardware stores hanging around.
Yeah, and then you got that Ace Hardware there at Crocker and 16. Which used to be an old Sears Hardware. They opened that up. It's been open, I'd say, maybe about a year or less.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Well, I have to be somewhere right at 8 o'clock, and I see I got like a little over a minute before it turns 8. Hopefully it's open. I think they have sketchy hours on Saturday. Got something to take care of here. I'm going to find out because I'm just rounding the corner at the moment here. We are good to go. Mike, I'll get back to you in a few minutes here. VSHM 738.
I'm going to get to getting because I have to get inside here. So I will talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. WSHM 738.
You are WB 49, will be clear. WSHR 566 W2844, you got a copy?
Hey, good morning, Kevin, WSTU 844.
Yeah, copy that. I figured I'd give you a shout, see where you were at or what was going on.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm on 53 coming up to 28 Mile Road, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, it's raining really coming down, man. And a lot of accidents in Detroit. All the freeways have some kind of accidents. People don't know how to drive in this kind of situations.
Yeah, it's kind of wet up over here by my house.
I copy that. No, it's really coming down here on 53 in Washington Township.
I got a bunch of puddles out in the front yard again.
Roger, roger. Yeah, they say it's not going to let up until about 1, 2 o'clock. Hopefully before then.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yep, yep. I'm just coming up to the light here at Van Dyke, or 53 where the south of Van Dyke meets, and yeah, it's kind of let up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if I've said it already, but yeah, it looks kind of dark out towards the north there up where you're at.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's kind of lightening up. I'm coming up to 26 miles.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, Sherm, I'll see you in a little bit. WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Roger that. Yep, seeing you in a little bit. So, yes, TU844, monitoring. WSTU844 calling WSHR 566. You still got your radio on.
Yeah, go ahead. This is WSHR 566.
Yeah, I'm only a couple minutes out. I'll let you know.
All right, I'll pull the Trailhawk out, and you can pull behind that.
Roger, Dodger, WSTU 844.
Is. Where's the I don't know if you're allowed to bring drinks in.
I'll stay here with you.
WRWR357, mobile listening.
Bear with me, I broke my radio, I'm trying to fix it. Heard you loud and clear. Radio's working, I heard you loud and clear. I appreciate it. Sorry about all the key ups there. It was, the radio was stuck in a mode and I fixed it. So, clearing out WRMZ 294.
USGG 772, Shelby Township. We're clear.
They shut it off, but just for you.
That was a tough call, but I left this thing out in the rain all night long. Forgot about it.
Okay, well, you're a little weak, but there's a lot of gray clouds in the way, and so, you know, it's conditions, I believe, not your radio. It seems to be working.
This thing waterproof because it was up in the rain all night long.
Wow.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I was helping a customer push his four-wheeler up and I needed a flashlight and couldn't find a flashlight, but the radio was a flashlight.
Well, because it sounds just like it always does, so it's fine.
Very nice. Thank you. How's your day going?
It's damn busy. Ari was doing some stuff this morning in between the rain, and I'm all good. I didn't think I was going to get an opportunity to do it because of the rain. I can't do as much as I'd want to do before the weather changes here in the next couple of days. But I got a lot of stuff done, so productive, I guess, would be the answer.
Moving in the right direction. That's a good thing.
Yeah. You only got a four-hour window to hit the South Warren shopping mall. Have you ever been there?
You're speaking of.
Again? Talk a little louder, please.
But I don't know what you're speaking of.
The South Warren shopping mall. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, it's right there in between Grosbeck and Shaner off of Frazo. Street called Flanders. You've never been there?
Nope.
Called the City Dump.
I've been to the City Dump.
Somebody mumbling again?
I'm not mumbling, I'm talking.
Oh, now your radio sounds different. I didn't even recognize that was you.
What do you mean? It sounds better or worse?
Sounds like you got a pillow over your head.
Probably the rain inside. Maybe I could dry it out.
Yeah, so something changed there. It was fine, and all of a sudden, I didn't even realize that was you.
It's dry out for a couple of days. At least it's still working. All right, Paul, I'm going to turn this thing off and let it dry out. WSHF 567, clear.
Okay, that time was your normal. It sounded good, but the last two or three times, it quite honestly didn't even realize that was you, because it was like, woo, 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 woo. So, all right. See you, Sam. Have a good good day. Catch you later. WSHM 738.
WSBC 462 mobile. WSBC 462, monitoring.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
WRUZ 935.
WB 49, and we're standing by. What's happening, Mike? WSDJ 347.
Not this much, just heading back to work here, and that's about it.
I just pulled out of work, just pulled out of the parking lot.
I work a split shift today, you know, on the weekend, that's what I normally do, is work a split shift. Go in the mornings, and then go home for lunch, and then go back in the afternoon.
Okay, I get it. Well, if I work 6 to 2:30.
Wish I could just work straight through, but the way things are set up, it's different.
Yeah, copy that, company rules.
got an accident or something up here. Coming up on the exit 240 and 994.
I hope you don't get no traffic jams.
No accident, just, rubberneckers, just wanted to gawk. Got a guy getting pulled over. Okay.
Hello, this is WXMF861 reporting from Madison Heights. How do you guys hear me over there?
I hear you loud and clear. Frazier.
Thank you. I know my around a little bit, Madison Heights kind of making it a little difficult for some areas to transmit, but it looks like I'm on a 30 area. But
you are real scratchy into the system. A lot of bacon frying going on. You must be in mobile.
Correct. I understand how that unfortunately a little bit too far from the repeater to be as clear as I'd like to be.
Copy that. Well, you could always go with the mag mount, with an SMA connector.
I'm currently using a 50-inch whip antenna with a 5-watt Falcon row. I do have a 41-inch tape measure antenna at home that I do have a connector type with an extension so I can place it rubber. I'll have to try how that one works.
You got mic here for personal mic in the Aquila Echo. I didn't get your name.
This is WXMF861.
I got your call sign. I mean your personal.
Yes, my name is Chris. Nice to meet you, Mike.
The guy out here is, I do believe it's Joe. I'm pretty sure it's Joe.
Yep, you got it. WSTJ347.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mike and Joe. I will switch back to monitoring since my transmissions aren't as clear. I will be doing a bit of commuting today.
I haven't heard a lot of traffic all day today, really. It's been pretty quiet. Paul was out here this morning, and that was about it. And you guys...
Yeah, you're the first one I heard today. You and Chris.
Dead back. There was the guy at 4 o'clock in the morning who was playing AI recording. I can't forget him.
Huh. WRZN493, requesting radio check.
Go ahead there, 493. We got you in there.
All right, so I just want to make it a little quick. I know you guys are a little chit-chatting back and forth. No, I just have this antenna that's kind of frayed a little bit. I just wanted to see if I was still being able to get out.
Get in. I mean, getting out would feel like, talking on HF. But yeah, you're getting in pretty good. No issues. And, well, I'll take that back. You had a little bit of, bacon frying on the edges, but I mean... Your audio is loud, which overpowers the bacon frying, so you're doing good.
I appreciate that. Do any of you gentlemen know how to, fix these frays that I have in my cabling, doing like butt splices and whatnot?
YouTube, probably the best way.
That's kind of what I was figuring. I was going to look into it. I just didn't know if any of you guys had personal preferences.
I like the Saturn and the LC-59.
Sounds good. I'll look into that. WRZN-493. I'm going to be monitoring.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't like those crimp ions. They stink. You know, they tend to fall apart, come out.
Yeah, I agree. The Saturn one is a good connection.
Crimp ion ones, you know, they're only as good as, maybe. They're not that good for anything.
I'd have to agree. They pull apart too easy. Well, Mike, I gotta jump out here for a minute. I'll try to talk to you in a little bit if you're still out there. WSJ-347.
I'm going to, skedaddle out of here anyway. I'm almost at my work QTH, so we will talk to you again. This is WRWD-49, and we'll be clear on your final.
All right, have a good rest of your day at work. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow or sometime during the week. WSDJ-347.
Catch you later.
WSHB-336, mobile monitoring. WSHB-336, mobile monitoring.
WSDU-202, good afternoon to all.
WSAL-946. 202, you still in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Not much.
It's going to be a dreary day. Hey, I got a question. Have you got a MIG welder?
Yes, sir.
You got gas and wire?
No gas, man.
I didn't catch that.
Zero on the gas.
I got a little weld job I need to get done here in the future. It's a cordless, cordless sawzall is what it is, and the rod in there broke loose from the piece that holds the blade. Needs a little couple of jacks on it.
It works fine without the gas. I mean, if you don't want, you're not swallowing on a bike or something where you need to see it nice and neat, it works real good.
Well, maybe I'll take it back apart and hook up with you in the future here.
Hello?
Yes, sir. It'll work. I mean, I use it all the time without gas. I broke it leaks inside the handle, if I hook it up. So I just figured this is basically a wire-fed arc welder.
Right. Well, in the future, if you feel like hooking me up with it, I don't know. I got to take it back apart. I'm going to have to just manually get this crap out of there to weld.
Hello?
I also have a TIG welder with gas argon.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't know a whole lot about welding. No idea what the material is. It's just cheap Chinese crap, of course,
TIG welder would be the welds that you see like on custom exhaust and motorcycle on the gas tank and that, welds that you're gonna see. They look really nice and pretty.
Yeah, I know with a TIG you gotta use using a filler rod, right?
Yep, with the tungsten tip, correct.
Well, I'll tear it apart one of these days, maybe at least you can help me out. So what's going on? Did you work today?
No work at all. Monday I got to stop the square foot. I got to level all the pavement out in this house, man. They tore it up. I mean, it's bad. The plumbers come in there in the house and did all the plumbing in the floor, man, and left it a mess, dude.
Yep. Never fails, huh? It never fails.
It's probably going to take 50, 80-pound bags of self-level, dude, to get this place looking like an ice skate rink before I get done with it.
How much?
It's probably going to take 50, 80-pound bags of self-level.
Holy Jesus. Yeah, it must be tore up bad. I was just playing around with my base antenna. I just kind of hooked it up in the living room. I had it sitting in the living room. Seems like it's going to work real well, getting SWR of like 1 on this crappy little meter. I don't know how accurate it is, but I think this antenna, you saw it. I think you said you got the same one. I think it's going to work just fine.
Well, Yeah, it's the same antenna I got, man. They come out of the box, man. One to nothing, man. Flat out. 1-1, whatever. Flat out.
You don't have an old satellite dish laying around. I'm thinking of using the mount off a satellite dish just to make things easier.
Oh, you're talking about one of them direct TV mounts and little arms. I'm thinking the big 10-foot dishes that mount on the round, you know, 6-inch round pole, man. I'm like, what the hell are you thinking you're doing?
No. One of them direct TV, them little J-pole mounts. You can screw them to the wall. You can screw them to the side of the house. You can put them on the roof and just move them, get them vertical and go.
I'll keep my eye out, man, because, you know, people don't even use their things anymore. You know, they're just up on that roof doing nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, I've seen some out at the garbage, out at the curb. And keeping my eye open now. I don't want to pay for one, that's for dang sure. They sell them. No, I want a free one.
Yeah, well, if you can't find one, man, I got steel over here, man. We can fabricate ones exactly what you want. No big deal, you know. I got plenty of steel laying around.
You was kind of breaking up. I didn't copy.
I said if you can't find one laying around anywhere, I got plenty of steel over here to fabricate one. Anything you want.
Well, I got that mount for the stink pipe, for the vent pipe on the roof. I'm probably gonna end up just going with that. I already got it.
Yeah, that'll probably be the easiest, man. Or you got a chimney on the house and chimney straps. Them things work pretty good.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, I'm gonna get some chow in my belly here. We'll talk to you soon.
Just get one of the neighbor kids to stand up on your roof and hold it in their hand. WSU 202 will be clear.
Yeah, WSIL 946, I'm clear.
By the flooding? That's what he said. He said, everything good here.
ahead, buddy. Good talking to you. WSB-380 on your side.
You take care and you have a good day. A good evening, probably, anyhow. Probably going to be evening very soon. Catch you later, WIUG-48. Are you always on this repeater or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like that. Yeah, be on this repeater because sometimes I don't know if I get it in the morning. So if you'd be out there in the morning or not, around 9:15. No problem. I'll shout it for you again. WIUG-48. Station 380, WIUG-48, copy.
Yeah, copy, Jack, WSDH-380.
Yeah, you know it, Dave.
The one that lives in Warren.
He passed away about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I heard that. I enjoyed talking to him.
I don't know if he maybe the friend out there on by the airport. I don't know if you ever heard him or not. Hold on, let me get his call sign. His call sign is WIZX218. You hear him out there anywhere?
Hemp Mott, that's Randall, right?
That's Randall. After what happened to these two, that repeater 625 was down for 2 months, and it got fixed. But now I know what they had to do. They had to turn off the RX, the CTCSS RX has to be turned off. I don't know why you're not coming clear. Are you moving around? Maybe because the antenna or something like that?
Oh, I'm stationary. I'm in the house with the magnet mount on the stove.
I don't know. Must be something wrong somewhere in there. But you're not coming clear because he goes, look. You might have to do that. You know, the antennas, and they, I don't know if you might have to do that anyhow because you're getting a lot, not a whole lot of scratches, but half the way when you talk, you get a lot of scratches.
It's not too bad, Jack. Well, this evening, maybe I'll get that panel DNA on this.
All right. Good enough. Thank you again. Good talking to you and good to hear you out there. Really is. To hear somebody like you out there. You take care. WIUG-48.
Yeah.
out there give me a radio check?
Radio's working.
Thanks a lot. At least somebody answer me. Can you tell me where I'm talking to? What's your location?
Roseville.
Okay, I'm talking to Peter and some.
It's breaking up. I didn't get that transmission.
I'm just trying. I'm trying.
It's cutting out. I can't understand you.
I'm just trying on a repeater. I hope that's better.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
Out there in Livonia, this is WSLE 314 in Romeo, Michigan. I heard you, but I didn't get the call sign. All right, WSLD 257, I think that's what it was. You broke up a little bit there. You must be moving around a bit. WSLE 314, clear.
microphone. Someone have a mic stuck on the air, sitting on it or something.
WSIZ-474, radio check. Station from Royal Oak, I couldn't quite get you, it came in a little choppy. WSIZ-474, looking for a radio check, if you come again.
Yes, this is Chris from Royal Oak. I do hear you loud and clear. I know I live right on the outskirts of the Macomb repeater, so that's why it's really bad.
Nope, you are. You came in loud and clear on that second one. I appreciate the check. I am way over here on the east side of Detroit, so I'm also kind of right on the edge of the Macomb repeater. So thank you for the radio check, sir.
No problem. I hope you have a wonderful evening. This is Chris, WSMF-861.
Thanks, Chris. My name is Ryan. I'm WSIZ-474, and I'll be standing by. Thanks.